Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about peaceful parenting. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, some parents may be afraid of letting their children have too much power and authority.
Yeah, so when it comes to, you know, conflict management, if you like, the idea is that there's a sense of difference. Parents are the adults, children are the children. Not that the children are in the same position as the parents, but that there is mutual respect and that we can show that by expressing authentic feelings, anger, frustration, sadness, and then reconnecting and having resolution with your child. So we're looking again at rupture and coming back from rupture, reparation. And therefore, it's not about authority and power. It's really about allowing the emotions and the misunderstandings to occur and coming back from them.
So would some parents fear that they would lose their kids' respect if they, let's say, bounce back from anger to calmness so quickly?
Right. So, I mean, I think there's a few different things. One is that we are different. So different temperaments mean that some people will need more time to recover from certain emotional experiences such as anger, and that if they don't have that time, they will feel like it didn't have as much meaning or importance. Other people just kind of bounce back more quickly. However, a more dictatorial approach to parenting tends to support defenses, if you like, between parents and children. So it tends towards building walls and kind of splitting, which means that the child will go off and do things in their own world and not really let their parents in as much because they might fear them. So if you like, proposing a resolution is not dismantling the authority of a parent, but rather building bridges, which can in fact increase the parental influence on the child, which for parents of teenagers is useful, if you like, economy to have the background so that when you get towards the teenage years, you feel like, I still do have an influence on my children.
Okay, but what about if the parent is more than angry, seeing red, you know, furious, that sort of level that we're talking about here?
Yeah, my suggestion is really not to feed the kind of rage monster, if you like. The actual conflict will be there waiting for you when you are in a calm enough state to be able to come back from the rage and actually discuss it. It will not be helpful to engage in, you know, trying to dissect or trying to make demands at the time when we're really, really enraged. Take time, go out, move your body, you know, go away from the source of the conflict, and then it will be nicely waiting for you when you come back.
So the parent actually takes the time out, not the kid.
Yeah, exactly. So what we can look at is there's a kind of time out in terms of a punitive approach to discipline, but this is really a time out in terms of I am overstimulated. And we know from psychology that when we are in a state of overstimulation, it is unsafe to be able to connect. And so therefore, we can role model that it's not about being punished, it's about returning to a state of calm, which makes it possible to connect again. We can also, as parents, figure out our own soft spots. Everyone's different, and therefore make a plan how we're going to manage those reactions. You can just kind of exercise that muscle of imagining how it might be in the future, and that you can give yourself space for a new script. You don't have to play the same roles over again and again.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca through our website, cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.